for one night only, Oakland Cemetery's Victorian-era gardens will transform into an outdoor gallery, aglow with light installations by Oakland's head gardener, Cooper Sanchez. This will be the second year the Historic Oakland Foundation presents their annual Arts at Oakland program. To learn more, producer Aaron Wright spoke with Oakland's marketing and PR manager, Pamela Henman, alongside artist and gardener Cooper Sanchez. Last year, Arts at Oakland kicked off with its first ever event, the Cryptophonic Tour. So what distinguishes this year's program? Pamela explains that Illumin is a little more homegrown.
The Cryptophonic Tour was our kickoff for the Arts at Oakland program, and we were working with over a dozen artists for that event, which was also held in the daytime. So this year with Illumin, we've kind of scaled down a bit with four artists, still local. Obviously, it's at nighttime. We've also added a dining component, so we have a VIP dining area that is catered by JCT Kitchen. So that's a new thing for this year, which we're excited about, just to offer kind of that different experience in the Cryptophonic Tour. And I think also with the Cryptophonic Tour, there was a lot of literal interpretation of the history of Oakland through sound, which was really interesting. But this, with Illumin, kind of leaves it open to the guests to interpret it as they want, which is really interesting to me.
And the Cryptophonic Tour was also like an audio tour. And this
is light. Yeah. This
visual, visual art, light. Mm-hmm. And also your gardening is on display.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of really great volunteers that we've had at Oakland for a long time. And these people deserve a pat on the back. And Sarah Henderson, who's head of grounds, has been at Oakland for a good 10 years and has sort of spearheaded a lot of the changes and the sort of garden revival at Oakland. And, you know, so there's a lot of gardeners involved here, and I think they all are going to be proud to show off all their work too.
How did you get into gardening?
I always say it's sort of like how a junkie would rob a convenience store to pay for their habit, you know? So I pretty much started gardening so that I could buy art supplies.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was just sort of a means to an end, and now the roles have switched. I actually like gardening just as much, if not a little bit more, than making art, and they just go hand in hand.
Cooper, how did you become the featured artist on this year's Arts at Oakland event?
Well, I guess I had a little bit of insider ideas, and I was at the table when we were talking about it. This is the second year we've had Arts at Oakland, and I just had an idea of what I wanted to do for about 2 years, but I wasn't really in a huge rush to do it, and I didn't think that this would be the year we'd actually do it. I just brought the idea to the table. And
what is the idea?
Obviously, being a gardener, I'm most concerned with the gardens at Oakland, and it's a feature that I feel like sometimes I watch so many visitors come to Oakland and circumnavigate the areas that I maintain. And all of Oakland's great, but we have a small number of acres. I'd say maybe 20 or 30% of Oakland has been restored and sort of replanted in the Victorian tradition. So I wanted to pipe people through there and start a daytime tour that leads into night. And as night falls, then my lights will come on. And so it's basically a garden tour.
What kind of works are you showcasing on the tour?
Well, as a gardener and a naturalist, the majority of my work deals with gardens and gardening and plants and plant material. So I try to reinterpret some Victorian ideas of press botanicals and things of that nature. So sort of some lost techniques that, I mean, obviously people are still pressing plants. That's still happening, but it's not showcased the way that it once was. So I tried to bring that back in a different way and sort of backlight some of these press botanicals, and brought in a lot of unruly wisteria, some invasive plants, and I've just sort of reshaped them, and which just comes natural, I guess, to me as a gardener to reshape plants. If you do get there early enough, you can see the gardens. in the daylight. Sun doesn't set until 8, and then the other side of the work becomes clear. So I think most people want to sort of show up right at dusk. That's when you'll get to see a little bit of both.
Do you find it creepy, Cooper, to work in a, I mean, you're a gardener, but you're working at a cemetery.
Mm-hmm. I think I got that out of my system after about the first 2 or 3 months. I've been at Oakland for years now. I don't think I've ever seen anything bizarre or otherworldly. I mean, it's the place itself has a great spirit to it, but it's not scary to me at all. I have fallen into a collapsing vault a time or two, and you just want to clamber out of that hole as fast as you can.
Yeah.
But that I've never really seen anything.
No ghosts.
No, not yet.
Well, since you're mostly there during the day, who knows? Thank you, Cooper Sanchez and Pamela Henman, for coming in and talking with us about the new Arts at Oakland Illumin event.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Arts at Oakland returns this Saturday for Illumin, an evening of light and art in the garden. Producer Aaron Wright spoke with featured artist and Oakland Cemetery head gardener Cooper Sanchez, as well as the Historic Oakland Foundation's marketing and PR manager Pamela Henman. You can learn more about the other artists at Illumin, like the Shoal Creek Stranglers, we're listening to them now, on our website, wabe.org/citylights.